Now we have in chapter 11 the final conquest of Canaan, and this brings the campaign actually into the north. And this is the conclusion of the leadership of Joshua in war. Will you notice it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king Akshaph. And you'll notice this man Jabin up in Hazor in the north seems to have been the leader. And now he sends out word to all of the folk in that area that they come together and that they come against Joshua, because it's obvious now that he has overcome in the south, that he is going to move toward the north. And if he moves toward the north, well, he'd come into their land. And of course, that's exactly what he did. As we saw, his tactic, his strategy was to split the land right in two. He drove a wedge into it. Then he moved into the south and conquered that area. They couldn't get help, you see, from the north. But now all the northern kings come together, and he moves into that area. And we're told in verse 7 now, and I'll just hit high points. So Joshua came and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them. It was by this sudden attack. Now, the strategy of Joshua was well to be followed. He divided the land. That's a strategy that's been used in war. And then to come suddenly upon the enemy. You find out that Alexander the Great did that later on. Napoleon used it. And it was Nathan Bedford Forrest of Tennessee that said the one who gets there the firstest with the mostest is the one that'll win. And that's the way that Joshua is moving now. Now we read in verse 18, Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Now in the north, he was not so successful because it was a long, bitter campaign. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All other they took in battle.